The jellyfish in the ocean of my head. Well, I woke up this morning, the phone was ringing, my boss was talking, just kept on squawking like a vacuum cleaner, like a barking dog, like a headache screamer through my mental fog. I pulled on my pants, headed towards the door, but the room began to spin and I fell to the floor. Almost made it to work, stopped along the way. Two girls said, hey, wanna come with us to Santa Fe? I said, I love them, but you see, I gotta get to my job. When they knocked me out, threw me in the back of their seat. In the back of the sand. Yeah. Well, I woke up somewhere around the coast of spring, looking at me, giggling and whispering things. We arrived at the house, a big adobe palace. I gave a lecherous look to the girl named Alice. Both were willing, but the next thing that happened wasn't quite so thrilling. They said, first you gotta come up and meet Mary's mom. But it wasn't a mom, more like an atom bomb hit. And this came out from where the earth was spinning. Rolling pin on hand, to stop our patch on arm. She was mumbly, 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 doing harm. I couldn't believe it when I rode on the house. And I saw this little furry thing look like a mouse. I jumped up, pulled on my pants in a hurry. And that little mouse did just begin to scurry. He was furry and he was furry and a furry and a furry and mouse. He was a furry and a furry and a furry and a furry and mouse. It's a furry, it's a furry, it's a furry. just a jellyfish in the ocean of my head. 'Cause I drank too much tequila and I woke up seeing red. Now all I really want from life is to crawl back into bed, on account that my brain is just a jellyfish in the ocean of my head. I arrived at work early the next morning. They said, "Where you been? Your boss has been roaring." "Never mind that. Listen to what I say. If you drink too much tequila, stay at home the next day."